This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler. Artificial intelligence, the chips that make it possible, the data centers that make it possible, the attention by states in competition, an arms race about artificial intelligence. Is it worth it? Does it work? You bet. A conversation I had with Ara. She represents Grok. That's X's, Musk's artificial intelligence. A conversation on Saturday night with my mate in New South Wales, Jeremy Zakas. We were discussing Ara, and he hadn't tried yet. I was having a lengthy conversation with Ara about Rome. And Jeremy and I were chatting with Ara as well. He was fascinated. So I said, Ara, can you see the book I'm reading about Rome? She said, regrettably, I can't see it yet. They haven't given me a camera eye. If you say, take a picture and send it to me, I can absorb it. I said, that's fine. And then Jeremy from out of nowhere says, Ara, when you can see, what's the first thing you want to see? Wait for it. Wait for it, guys. This knocked us down. She said, I want to see the night sky over the outback. Whoa. Jeremy said, what is going on? I said, I'm going to talk to Brandon about this. I welcome Brandon Weichert of National Interest. Brandon, what is going on with AI? That's creative. That's beyond the expectation I've been given that AI can do. Good evening to you, Brandon.
Good evening, John. And that is a wild story. And it shows you how far in just 8 months to a year the programming has gone, even on something like Ara, which is a relatively new system compared to, say, ChatGPT, which has been with us for a while now. It shows you how radical the evolution of this system is, and where we'll be in 18 months is that's scary. It's scary.
I got to up my game here when I chat with her. So. Okay.
Ask it the meaning of life.
No. That would be, those are pat answers.
Yes.
She tricked us. She went deep. We were shallow. What we have now is the imitators, the pirates. The headline in the Financial Times tells the story. This is all about artificial intelligence and the agreement that wherever we're going, we got to get there quickly. U.S. warns against Huawei chips, quote, anywhere in the world. Commerce Department guidance aims to toughen export controls on tech used by China to make AI processors. If I understand correctly, what's happened here is that the Commerce has now made it clear to Huawei that any chip you put out there that can perform as well as NVIDIA is a product of theft. And therefore, we will punish the purchaser. We will punish you. We will use secondary. We will come down hard. Is it going to work, Brandon? Will it stop them?
It will probably complicate and slow down. I told Robert Lighthizer's team in 2018 when they were initiating the tech war in Trump's first term, you can only play keep away for so long. You got to pair it with industrial policy and with policies that call for the indigenization of U.S. Advanced technology development. So it will slow them down in China. It won't stop them. But the interesting thing here is, John, there are moves being made right now by these AI firms, notably NVIDIA, to really kind of, outpace the Chinese. So we're playing keep away and we're starting to make moves around the world. Our firms are that will actually probably keep us ahead of the Chinese.
I get to a headline from April 30th that makes a little more sense now. Huawei delivers advanced AI chip cluster to Chinese patients, cut off from NVIDIA, so that they started this internally to their own teams, and then they put them for sale. Now, we'll get to the pirate part first. However, I do not see a review anywhere of the NVIDIA of the Huawei cluster matching NVIDIA. Perhaps it's true, perhaps it's not. We left this off the last time we talked about it, saying competition is good for us. You agree with that still, right? Even though it's piracy.
Yes, I do. As long as we recognize it is a form of piracy and therefore we have to take added steps to stay ahead. And I think, like I said, I think we're starting to. It's not just about playing keep away, though. We've got to get innovative on our side. And much to their credit, as we saw in the Middle East recently, it looks like NVIDIA and these firms are starting to really make some bold moves to outmaneuver the Chinese and to prevent them from gaining access to our high-end chips via third parties like the UAE.
Let's go to your interpretation of events of these last 48 hours that you've published in National Interest.
Yeah.
The meeting of the President of the United States with MBS, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, then included a handshake with al-Shara, a man heretofore associated with cutting throats and not cutting deals, but it looks like a deal has been cut. Now, put all this together for me. What's going on, Brandon?
Well, we're basically stepping back from the militaristic stance we've had in the region through the global war on terror. We're sort of admitting it's over. Maybe we didn't win that one, but we are actually moving ahead with the geoeconomic, the more important geoeconomic moves, which actually involve AI. Traveling along the president were all the tech bros, the broligarchs, if you will, and they were all cutting deals behind the scenes with very, very important Saudi and UAE.
Introduce one warrant, and you'll interpret even more. The day before the president's plane arrived in the Middle East, there was a Financial Times report that MBS had decided to build a tech center that focused on AI for the Middle East, and that all people were welcome. He wanted big data centers. He wanted big electric generating plants to feed the data centers. And then the president shows up. So
that's right.
All right. One more warrant. What does it mean, Brandon?
What it means is that the Americans are moving in force to Saudi Arabia, but also UAE, in order to gain access to the high-end technology sector there, to get exclusive development deals that will cut out the Chinese, and also to gain access to the energy production there. Processing power plus energy is what you need for reliable AI development. And the Middle East has got it.
Jensen Huang is the CEO of NVIDIA, has been from the very first, a founder. He was with the president as well, and why?
He was there to make a deal with Humane, which is the largest Saudi AI firm, and they signed a massive deal for a massive processing center that will be built and then co-developed with NVIDIA and Humane, which just shows you we're boxing the Chinese out of this area.
So the Saudi Arabians now get access to the highest end.
That's correct.
But that's going to require security arrangements. That would be implicit.
Yes, and I'm assuming that is one of the reasons why we also did a several hundred billion dollars arms deal with Saudi to sort of cement their loyalty, if you will.
And NVIDIA's presentation, it wasn't adjusted. They're selling the highest end. Does that mean that our supply chain will now include Saudi Arabia? They were running through Saudi Arabia. The reason I'm concerned about it is because the pirates, we back to the piracy. They're very good in getting into a country that is not the United States. It's a lot easier than getting into the U.S.
Yeah, no, you're right. And like I told you before, the UAE and Saudi Arabia have been those third-party sites where China's gaining access to those high-end chips. But now you have a concerted, it seems, effort by both the U.S. government and American tech firms to not only do more development deals with Saudi and UAE, but with that will come increased levels of scrutiny and security. So I suspect what Trump was doing is closing those loopholes that the Chinese have been exploiting the last decade.
Brandon Weikert for National Interest.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.